summer when he was young, Silas traveled with his family to another town, and his dad found work at the grocery store. His mom cleaned the house with the lady next door. And then rolled Silas in a new grade school, and there they were while Silas grew. Well, there they were while Silas grew. Silas grew into a rowdy boy on his bike all over town. Now he would ride in most of the time. He was all alone. His only friend lived on the other side of town, but they'd get together every Saturday to see what kind of hell they could raise. See what kind of hell they could raise. One long day at the end of July, Silas held his mother's hand. Well, she cried, his dad had been called back to the Golden Shore. She said, Silas, you can't come home no more. She said, Silas, you can't come home no more. Now, Silas, you know he was a only child, and he never ever left his mother's side, and he lived in the room of a rowdy boy. Even though he's 45, they look the same as they did when he was 12, and there he was till the time ran out. You know, there they were till her time ran out. In the winter, in the freezing cold, they couldn't bury his mom because the ground was too hard. So Silas, he went home and he laid on his bed, and his feet hung out way over the end, and he could feel his mother's hand in his, and his dad's voice drifted into his ear. His dad's voice drifted into his ear. What does it mean to be an orphan now, when he's not a child, his clock is running down? Who's he gonna blame when there's nowhere to turn? His head, it ached and his stomach burned, and he tossed and he turned and he could never rest. There he was till the very end. Well, there he